You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
I'm no Robin Williams, but doggone it, it's a good Friday. You know,
it feels good to do that on a Friday.
I know. It's like the sun being out does make it feel so much better. Sun is shining here in north central Wisconsin. We are at our 98.9 WXEO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Temperature warming up nicely. It's already up to 37 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, also, you can join us by going to YouTube.com and go to the 98.9 WXCO channel and be able to see a live stream there as well. But again, glad you could be with us. It's been quite a week. It's been a very busy week. We've had some terrific guests. I want to remind folks real fast that early in the week we had the kids from Wausau West High School. We had five different Wausau West High School theater students. We had them packed in, I tell you, here for the interview. I was on Monday. It all rolls together sometimes, I think. Yeah.
We was on Monday, yeah.
Yep, it was, because I was in your booth on Monday. She said, Ian, you got to give me some room in there because we have so many guests here. We got to put them all here in my area.
I think that was probably the most amount of people we've had in the studio at one time.
I think it was, but they opened last night, All My Sons, the Arthur Miller classic, but you have three more chances to see it tonight at 7 o'clock, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and Sunday at 2 p.m. My hope is that, because I have a 3 o'clock game today, that if it goes the length that we expect, about 2 hours, a little less, be able to then, you know, tidy up and then head on over there. And I hope to see it tonight, actually, because I love the show. I think the kids are just incredibly talented. These young people, I mean, it was so much fun to have them in here again. And I would encourage all of you out there, if you have an opportunity, go over to Wausau West Auditorium tonight, tomorrow, or Sunday and see this show. It's a great show, and these kids, I know, are going to put on a fantastic performance. So 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, 2 p.m. on Sunday, $15 for adults, and it will be well worth it. $10 for seniors. I'm getting closer and closer to becoming a senior and be able to save a little bit of money on these. But no, I am
not
more than
yet, though. You still have time.
And then $5 student and staff. So again, it's really a fantastic show. It's a fantastic opportunity to see some terrific theater. And of course, coming up on Monday, we're going to talk more about live local theater, because we're going to have some more guests coming into studio on Monday. We're going to be talking to members of the cast of the Central Wisconsin Community Children's Theater. And again, it's like so many different groups that are able to be joining us, and
a lot of great theater groups in our community.
You know, exactly right, and it's so wonderful to have the opportunity.
With all the high schools, I mean, the high schools have put on incredible shows over the years, but then you have children's theater, you have the Wausau Community Theater, you have River and Woods Theater. There's just so many opportunities, and you have the Wausau Conservatory of Music that puts on performances.
Right.
I mean, there's just so many incredible, talented places, and so much local talent in our community. It's like our own little slice of Broadway.
There
honestly.
You go. Yep, on Monday morning, we'll be joined by Brenton Canese, who is directing Central Wisconsin Children's Theater Enchanted Bookshop musical. Also, we'll have cast members Jenna Gravine and Maddie Fleece and Lucy Olson. So three youngsters will be with us as well. So it should be a lot of fun on Monday. And then still waiting to get the final confirmation on from DC Everest and their All Shook Up musical that's coming up next weekend, and hopefully we'll be able to hear from Marshall Delaunay and get some cast members for their production maybe sometime early in the week as well. So again, we talk a lot about the issues and the politics and sometimes get a little annoyed by it, but it's so wonderful when we do have the chance to be able to talk to these talented people. And I know that, you know, having you here makes it a lot easier as well because of your connections within the theater world here in Central Wisconsin. And you're about a little more than a week away from starting the process all over again. I imagine you're very excited.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited to get started working on Anastasia rehearsals.
Yeah, that should be fantastic. It's a big show. And that's one that's going 2 weekends, correct?
Yep. That one is going to be...
like at the end of May, early June, and
very busy. So, let me check. I believe it is the end of May, and I believe it's the first weekend in June. It's the May 30th, 31st, and June 1st, and then it's the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th of June. So,
fantastic.
Yeah. So it's going to be a. It's going to be a very intense show, but it should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. So yeah,
it's been a while since I've been a part of a big cast like that.
It's
nice to have that added challenge.
We'll look forward to that. And of course, you've been hearing the voice of Ian Welch, our in-studio engineer and producer. And of course, Ian, at the end of the program, will... take the number for the day quiz. We do that as part of our daily history lesson in the final segment of the show. We talk about some of the famous events going on in history on this date, April the 4th. Also, some celebrity birthdays, special events being acknowledged today, and then our number for the day quiz. And during this first segment of the second hour, we always give a little bit of fodder to think about for the next 40 minutes or so, because we give Ian the topic for our number for the day quiz. And are you ready for the topic?
I'm ready for the final day of the week. What is the topic for today?
Well, coming up on Sunday, it will be the NCAA Women's Basketball National Championship game. And last year in the national championship game, they set a record for TV viewership. And we're going to talk about television viewership for women's basketball. That will be the topic.
Television viewership
for women's basketball. So, yep, that will be our topic for today. So, something to think about.
Keep that in the back of my mind.
There you go. Caitlin Clark was the superstar from Iowa last season that kind of got the imagination of a lot of people, and they followed her, and she and her Iowa team made it to the national championship game, so they were able to use her superstar status. It was like the old days when Michael Jordan would play, where TV ratings would go up higher when Michael Jordan was involved or something like that. So they were able to set a record last year, so we'll have that. Ian is off to a great start this week. He is 2 out of 3 and has a chance to make it 3 out of 4. So he's already got a passing grade for the week. He's already got a winning record, because what we do is a passing grade is better than 33% for the week. And he's at worst going to be 50%. A winning week is 50% or better, and he's already clinched at least 50%. So he's got a winning week. His best ever week is 80%, 4 out of 5.
Yes.
Done that 3 different times and still looking for that perfect week of 5 out of 5. So we'll look forward to trying to get that done real quickly here. And I may talk later as well, but One of the things about the Trump administration early that's kind of annoyed me is the fact that he kind of uses, if you're a buddy of his, you'll get a break. And this morning in the New York Times, a report came out that Mel Gibson, the actor, is going to be getting his gun rights back. And it's only because Mel Gibson is buddies with Donald Trump. The Department of Justice will allow the actor and Trump supporter to own guns again after he lost his right to own firearms after being convicted of misdemeanor domestic violence in 2011. And in fact, folks, if you are interested, there's actual audio of this event where he is screaming at his girlfriend. Mm. It was chilling, chilling stuff.
Oh boy,
well,
that's not good.
What happened here is there was a DOJ pardon attorney named Elizabeth Oyer, who was fired by the Trump administration because she refused to restore Gibson's gun rights last month. Oyer claimed that she had been pressured to include Gibson in a memo to restore his gun rights despite the actor not having undergone reviews other candidates have been subjected to. And she said to the Times that a deputy attorney general essentially explained to me that Mel Gibson has a personal relationship with President Trump, and that should be sufficient basis for me to make a recommendation and that I would be wise to make the recommendation. Mm-hmm. So she didn't. She got fired, and now the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, has approved the decision for Gibson and nine other people. The thing that's annoying about this is,
yeah,
I mean, if the decision is made and they go through the proper channels, then fine. Then if they go through the proper channels, fine. But the idea that you lose your job because you refuse to basically bend the rules for one of Donald Trump's friends is such a microcosm of what's going on in this administration.
It's horrible.
It's wrong. Because we've talked about the fact that there should be the same rules for everybody. That justice should be balanced. Justice should be blind. Justice should not be based on who you know and what power they have.
Yeah.
So when I saw this story this morning, and again, somebody that has had a violent history being allowed to get guns again leads to gun tragedy.
It's terrifying.
It's wrong. That's the bottom line. So despite my cheerful start, I wanted to mention that as well. But it's just wrong again. Stop bending the rules for your friends, Donald Trump. Stop bending the rules for the people that you like and then using, you know, the power of your office against people you don't. That's just wrong on every single level.
Absolutely.
The time is 9:18 with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. Friday morning. Temperature stands at 37 degrees under sunny skies. More to come here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app and at YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel as well. And you can join us, call us up, or text us, 715-382-7000. 7152-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And some news concerning the ethics violation, the ethics investigation on a potential violation from Wausau Mayor Doug Denny, going back to last summer and the Dropbox issue. And according to WSAW.com, after lengthy discussions and evaluations, the Wausau Ethics Board has voted to conclude its investigation of a complaint against Mayor Doug Denny. This stems from the ballot box removal incident dating back to last September.
Okay.
In a 4-1 vote, the board deemed there was probable cause to believe an ethics code was violated involving the mayor. It was a decision that came with mixed opinions in the council chambers. Wausau Ethics Board Chair Calvin Dexter said, "What we really need to do, I think, is there enough? Can you find enough in there without getting bogged down around the facts? Is there enough in there? And to me, I think there is." Board member Robin DeVos said that there was an intent to place it and there was a removal of it, and then some other subsequent items that came out. I would agree with you. In a majority vote, the board believed there was enough evidence to confirm a violation of ethics, but the five-person panel fell one vote shy of a unanimous decision. Board member Brian Mason said, "I certainly think that I'm more than equipped to continue engaging in the conversation. I can't in good faith say that it's conclusive on my part." Upon a decision of probable cause, an exchange of differences rose to the occasion, according to the story. Denny's attorney, Andrew Erlinson from Hurley Burrish SC, said, "I would object to any hearing unless and until both the city attorney and the city clerk complete their investigative responses." Dexter rebutted, "There is not going to be an argument between opposing legal counsel, the board's legal counsel, and the respondent's legal counsel. While the investigation is concluded, that does not mean it's time to move on. The municipal law and litigation group attorney and City of Wausau advisor Eric Larson said, "We are not deciding the case today. Just like it was last week, today is preliminary. The next step in this case is a hearing involving the mayor and those who originally submitted complaints. As of now, that will take place on Wednesday, April the 30th at 4 p.m. So the process moves forward. Four of the five ethics board members said that there is probable cause to believe an ethics code was violated involving Mayor Doug Denny.
So I would call that a step in the right direction. I could be wrong, but I think that's a good step, is that they found a probable cause, and I think the next logical step, like they said, is to have a meeting with the mayor and the people who made the complaints, and, you know, hear their sides of the
exactly
story, and then determine
let me add as well that this is just one prong of what's been going on. There is also an investigation going on with the State Department of Justice about this issue, and I want to again underline something I've said previously.
Okay.
This is not a case where people are trying to run the mayor from office. And I think there have been supporters of the mayor that are saying that, these folks are pushing this potential ethics violation as a reason to impeach and remove the mayor. That is not what this is about. This is about having what, again,
accountability.
Accountability. But look, it looks as though something that was done that shouldn't have been done. That the Wisconsin Supreme Court and the rulings have been that it is the clerk that makes the decisions when it comes to the Dropbox, not the mayor of the municipality. And the mayor decided that that wasn't good enough for him. After just talking to the clerk, that he wanted that box removed. And then, again, the idea that this was somehow just him trying to secure the box. You don't put on the little costume to do that. I'm sorry. I just think that this was a political stunt where he was trying to cozy up to the folks that constantly make the false claim that somehow elections are being stolen, that Donald Trump's election was stolen in 2020, that there's all this stealing of votes. No, you don't put on the hard hat and the vest, take the pictures and haul away the Dropbox when it's not your decision to be made.
We're not saying that the mayor needs to be impeached or removed. We're just saying that the mayor needs to understand that he is not above the law. And when someone tells him that he doesn't have the power to do this, he needs to respect that and not take matters into his own hands just because somebody tells him that he can't do it. Above the law. About accountability.
And the thing about it as well is we're seeing at the national level and at some state levels and at the local levels this idea that the executive has all the power. That is not the case. You don't have all the power.
We have three equal branches of government. They all work together. No one branch is above the other.
So this story will continue at this point. And again, I would really like to have the mayor understand, you know, to say, hey, I stepped maybe a little bit outside the lines here and it won't happen again. Then I think everybody moves on. But this process looks like it will continue. The time is 9:29. Again, the sun is shining, 37 degrees here in downtown Wausau. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. '25 season opens for the Wausau West High School softball team. The Warriors will take on Lakeland. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 2:50 and the first pitch at 3. Wausau West softball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing. It's Wausau West taking on Lakeland in the high school softball season opener. Friday, starting with pregame show at 2:50 and the first pitch at 3 on Wausau's only radio home for high school sports play-by-play. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can see us at YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO part of the app as well. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1,680 points. Ouch. It was the biggest drop since 2020. The S&P 500 dropped 4.8%, which was also the worst performance since the pandemic. A pretty bad day. And if you said, well, you know, sometimes those stocks go down and then they'll pop back up and Donald Trump knows what he's doing. Well, if you thought that yesterday was bad, Donald Trump said, hey, hold on. We can do better, as we're very early in the day right now. So 1,680 points yesterday, and right now the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down another 1,402 points. So that's 3,000-plus points in the last day plus.
Oh, goodness gracious.
The S&P 500 down another 4.3%. The NASDAQ is down 4.6%. Crude oil is tanking. So hopefully Donald is going to make gas prices go down at least. Crude oil prices down 8.5% today. Man. Gold is down 1.57 percentage points today. I mean, it's amazing. And the question I have, and I'll throw it out to you as well here, okay, is, I mean, why is this happening when it seems as though, and again, I don't know really at this point who is benefiting from this. I imagine somebody must be, but why is this happening? Because it does not appear to be benefiting anybody. In fact, I can't see how this benefits Donald Trump at this point, that tanking the economy. And again, whether or not ultimately this does tank the economy, we don't know yet. I've never been one that says that when the stock market is way up, that means everything is wonderful. When the stock market goes down, everything is terrible. I've never been in the market. So I do know it does have effects on it. But it just seems as placing these tariffs on virtually every country in the world for basically no reason is a bad idea. And it's leading to a lot of reciprocation against the U.S. I mean, just today.
He does have a reason, but it's not a good reason.
Well,
he's only doing this because he's trying to put a tax on everything that's not made in America. So basically anything that's made from a China or a Taiwan, which is basically almost every toy and action figure I've ever owned, because it says made in China or made in Taiwan. So basically, you know, anything that comes from overseas that's not from America, he's like, no, we don't want it. I want everything to be made in America because I am America first, and we don't need help from anyone.
Well,
that's
thing about
what he's saying,
the thing
he has an idea, but it's a bad idea.
Well, the thing about it is it's not a terrible idea to have help for American business, but at the same time, you got to do it in a smart way. I mean, what President Biden did is he said, well, everything that the government buys will be from America, and that was one way to do it without alienating everybody else around the world. I mean, China today has said it will impose reciprocal 34% tariffs on all imports from the U.S. starting on April 10th in retaliation to President Trump's tariffs against Beijing. It ratchets up the trade war between the two largest economies. And then Trump, master of economics, says that China played it wrong in its response. Well, sorry, Donald, you don't get to decide how other countries respond to your tariff war. And Trump also vowed this morning to continue his economic policies, even as U.S. stocks open sharply lower. And the fears of recession are ratcheting up as well. Mm-hmm. But Donald Trump is like the guy that is just driving towards the cliff and says, I'm not going to stop. And Donald Trump, if anybody has watched Donald Trump for decades, he is one that does not like to say he is wrong. And he's going to keep on saying he's right, he's right, he's right, until he absolutely can't do it anymore. But the idea that continuing this trade war for the future is going to somehow ultimately lead to victory for the U.S. is rather optimistic at this point. Jeez. Also, again, there are other aspects of what he is doing right now that is just so far outside the norm. Overnight, we found out that the Trump administration has fired both the director and deputy director of the National Security Agency. And if you're going to do that, if you're going to fire these two very important members of our security apparatus, it better be for a pretty good reason. But apparently the reason that Donald Trump did this is because this far-right activist named Laura Loomer, who is a crazy person, who is a hateful person against people that are different than her, and she visited the White House and reportedly urged Trump to get rid of several members of his cybersecurity staff, including the two that were fired. And Trump has said, after this came out this morning, yeah, I talked to Loomer, and sometimes I listen to people, sometimes I don't, and basically she listened to him. I mean, he listened to her. So, again, and I got a really, I think, maybe an explanation here. It's like, why is this happening? Why is this happening? And a man named Ian Boudreau posted yesterday, said, everyone wants there to be a grand scheme behind all this. But the terrible truth is that extremely stupid people are in charge, and they have a fanatical devotion to wrong, childlike concepts of society and economics cooked up by right-wing radio hosts in order to sell tainted dietary supplements. Basically, the bottom line is, the folks who are making these decisions are not very bright. I mean, crazy.
You have someone who wants to share their thoughts as well. Our friend Cornell from Merrill is on the line.
Cornell, good morning.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, I just want to say we got to get on a positive note here. I know what you're saying. Are you still on?
Yes, I am. Just listening.
You're still on. Yep.
Yeah. That Susan Crawford, when that was so fantastic, that win, I want to say, and I'm just walking on air. And I want to just say, there's so many things to say. I've got something on Trump, too, that I'm going to talk about tomorrow. The thing is, I'm just so thrilled with her win there. I'm walking on air, and I'm thinking of this song from a movie, The Great American Hero. You remember that show?
Yep, The Greatest American Hero.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of this song, and it goes like, I'm walking on air. I never thought I'd walk. I feel so free. I feel so free. I'm flying away. Wing on a prayer. Who could it be? And, you know, it's just a great song. You know, it's just an uplifting song. I didn't mean to get off a subject, but
no, no.
I got to end on a positive thing. And also, another thing I want to say quick. In Ukraine, I'm connected to Arthur Risha. And on the very last point, he talks about the war. He's got the podcast. And who does he talk about? The Wisconsin race. Susan Crawford and Schimmel.
Yep.
And I thought that was really something.
Yeah, it was actually last night I was watching YouTube, and I was watching the monologue for the late night show with Seth Meyers, and his monologue started with the Wisconsin Supreme Court election.
Well, this is in Ukraine. He does this
right, but I mean, it's like everywhere. I think it really did reach around the globe that Donald Trump and Elon Musk were slowed down for once.
He said over there, he says, I don't know who that guy is, but he conceded to the race, but I kind of respect him. At least he conceded. Like Trump, he never conceded.
Yes. No, and that is actually something worth noting. That, man, yeah. I mean, it was actually, I do give a salute to Schimmel for doing that. Because doggone it, we don't see that from the Republicans anymore. Because every time they lose, it's because the race was stolen. No. He actually was able to come out and say, I lost, and you do have to respect that.
Yeah, I did that call in 5 hours a day, 4 hours. I even called up until 6 o'clock on Tuesday, and a lot of people forgot, you know. And I said, my bottom line is, you're going to have a billionaire come in here and buying a judge.
That's right.
Wisconsinites have to be better than that, and I'm so happy that they did. And one other thing with Trump, I want you to study. I'm going to talk to Jim Santel. Okay, here it is. The Budapest Memorandum is Trump is always knocking down Ukraine, and the Budapest Memorandum was signed in 1994, and we were supposed to protect Ukraine because they got rid of their nuclear weapons. So, you know, it's just a thing that people should call the representatives and say, we have to support Ukraine.
Absolutely. No, that's something that needs to be, yes.
This is a very important one because people have been executed this. I'm so excited. Now I'm blanking out. It's the... It has to do with treason.
Hey, Cornell, I'm going to have to let you go anyways. We're coming up on a break here. So why don't you think about it and on Monday?
And it has to do something with Trump's... well, you know, maybe I'll catch it on Monday.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for calling in. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for the time, Chad.
Bye, Cornell.
And before we take a timeout, I want to mention something because Cornell did mention the fact that Schimmel did concede. And I talked often about, you know, going home and going past Patriot Auto and often seeing the sign that says, you know, some stuff that kind of jabs at the liberals and progressives. And yeah. I will give credit to the owner, Jim Pinsonneau. He had lost the election. And I said after the day, the morning after I was driving to work, there was nothing on the sign.
Yeah.
And then I now see on the sign, it says, "Thank you all for your support. Congratulations to Mark who beat him." And that's nice.
What we need to see more of is good sportsmanship, like a people accepting defeat in a noble way.
That's why I wanted to mention it, that hey, I've mentioned a number of times my annoyance with some of the messages on that sign, but I do give a salute to Mr. Pinsonneau for being classy in defeat, thanking his supporters, and also congratulating the village president, Mark Maloney, on his victory. So again, good for him, good for using his message board in a positive way, and it's good, again, for the system, because sometimes the candidate we like will win, sometimes the candidate we like will lose, but in the end, to say always when my candidate loses, it's fixed, when my candidate wins, it's fair, that's not a way to continue to build a democracy. So I say good for Brad Schimmel, good for Jim Pinsonneau for standing up and congratulating the other candidate for their victory.
Absolutely.
The time is 9:49. We'll be right back here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is March the 4th of 2025, day number 94 this year. There are 271 days remaining in 2025, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1818, the United States Congress adopted the flag of the United States with 13 red and white stripes and one star for each state. At that time, there were 20 stars, but now, of course, there are 50 stars.
That's right.
On this date in 1967, Johnny Carson quit as host of The Tonight Show. He returned 3 weeks later with a $30,000 a week raise.
There you go.
On this date in 1968, one of the tragic dates in American history, April the 4th of 1968, Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee by James Earl Ray. On this date in 1975, 50 years ago today, Microsoft was founded as a partnership between Bill Gates and Paul Allen. On this date in 1996, Larry LaPrise died at age 83 in Wendell, Idaho. Probably don't know that name off the top of your head, do you? Well, in the late 1940s, he wrote the Hokey Pokey. He's the man behind the Hokey Pokey. On this date in 2019, Kathy Lee Gifford left NBC's Today Show after 11 years. A few famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Craig T. Nelson from Coach and the Incredibles films.
Legendary actor.
81 years old today. Actor Christine Lottie from Chicago Hope, Running on Empty and other movies. 75 years old today. Talk show host Graham Norton is 62. Comedian David Cross, also part of the cast for Arrested Development and Mr. Show, 61 years old today. Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, my gosh.
60. Hard to believe he's 60. He's been around such a long time. Feels like he's still a young guy, though.
A legend.
But 60 years old for Robert Downey Jr.
The one and only Iron Man.
Actor Nancy McKeon from The Facts of Life is 59. Magician David Blaine is 52. Natasha Lyonne from Poker Face, Orange is the New Black, Russian Doll, and many other roles is 46. Actor and comedian Eric Andre is 42. And actress Jamie Lynn Spears, the sister of Britney, is 34. Mm. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events today. It is Hug a News Person Day. It's Ramen Noodle Day. It's Cordon Bleu Day. Mm. It's Carrot Day. It's Jeep 4x4 Day. It's Vitamin C Day.
Very important.
And I don't know about this one. This one makes me cringe. World Rat Day. I don't like rats. Nah. I don't like rats, the animals. I don't like rats, the people. So those are the special events being acknowledged today.
Very nice.
All right. It is then time now for our number for the day quiz.
Last and one of the week.
Yep. We always give Ian an opportunity to wrap up the day with a win. He is 2 out of 3 so far this week. So he's got a passing grade. He's already got a winning week. But we want a fantastic week. Three out of four would be 75%. That'd be fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
But do you remember our topic?
Yes, it was a television viewership when it came to women's basketball.
That is right. And in 2024, the Women's March Madness Championship game attracted a record average TV audience in the United States.
This was last year's tournament.
This was last year's tournament. So what was the United States viewership on TV of last year's national championship women's basketball game?
Okay.
All right. Was the correct answer 18.9 million viewers? Was it 28.9 million viewers? Was it 38.9 million viewers?
That's quite a jump.
So 18.9?
20.9?
No, it was 28.9.
Oh, sorry.
So 18.9, 28.9, and 38.9.
18.9, 28.9, or 38.9. TV viewers in the U.S. who watched the National Women's Basketball Championship last year. Okay. The pressure is really on, so I got to I am focused here. Okay. I'm going to say 18.9. 28.9 or 38.9. You know what? I'm going to go with my instincts here as well in the past. But I'm going to say 38.9. I'm going with C as my final answer to end the week. Go with the biggest number. It's my final answer. 38.9.
The 2024 Women's March Madness Championship game attracted a record average TV audience of approximately 18.9 million viewers.
The smallest number.
Yep, the smallest number. So.
I was being optimistic there, but sometimes it doesn't work. But
nah, you still got 50%. You still had a passing week. You still had a winning week. So that's a good week.
Yep.
Next week, we're going to go for the perfect week. All right?
Yep, we're going to start over. I'm going to come back and start off Monday with a win.
There you go. Have a good weekend.
You too, Chad. Happy Friday, everybody. Enjoy the beautiful weather.
And don't forget, we have high school softball today. 2:50 for the pregame, 3 o'clock for the first pitch. Wausau West taking on Lakeland right here on 98.9 WXCO. We'll be back Monday morning, 8 a.m. sharp. Have a great weekend. Stick around. Jane Mantonere coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.